When my father died, my mother couldn't afford to keep us at Rugby, so through my relations, got me into the Cottage Homes County sort. They said it was a shame for John Gregory's children to be in the workhouse, so they said, let us get them in the Cottage Homes County sort. I should be four when I was in, until 2 years in the 1916, I think I'd come out. My mother married again. Of course, the laws was then, if you'd got a father, you wasn't allowed in the Owens. It was only people who hadn't got a father. Number four, the master and his wife was Mr. and Mrs. Wallace. Mr. Wallace was the cobbler, and I was the pet of the home. Matter of fact, Mr. Buckingham, the VC, was in the same home, but before my time, of course. The boys was in the home up to number five, and the girls was from number seven down to number 11. But, of course, we went to school together and we mixed, played together on certain occasions, but not through the week. Out of the 11 houses, there'd be approximately 15 to 20 in each home. The food was just plain, but we had plenty. Matter of fact, through the week, it was mostly bread and dripping and cocoa. But Sundays, we used to have a treat, bread and butter, piece of cake, and how we used to love the winter time to have the celery. I happened to come down with the measles, which they'd got an isolation hospital there. They'd actually got a flush toilet in the infirmary, and I well recall getting out of bed and using this toilet and pulling the chain, and the chain, after, with the cestern filling, seemed so long of running, I started screaming for the matron, thinking the place was being flooded. And she says, no, Alfred, you silly boy, it's the lavatory filling up. That was the first flush toilet I'd ever seen, because in the homes, each individual home, they only had the pans, the midden pans, which used to be emptied at night. We had two farms, and well, I remember that as a field was put down for mowing, we all had to go out stone picking, and we used to go tater picking, and all I can remember, the back ache now, but if they caught you standing up, you can't pick potatoes up standing up like that, Gregory. Get your back bent. That's what you got.